On a recent weekday afternoon on the Hobart and William Smith College's campus, students, faculty, and staff gathered to help a visiting print artist install his work. They were on the lawn outside Houghton House, where a pair of telephone poles had been sunk into the ground and a broad panel was being raised on a large boom lift.
Do you want a bar clamp at the bottom on the outside so that the bottom doesn't slide forward?
I don't think the bottom's going to slide. It's more like wind. It's more like I need like a rope around the top and down just in case. Give me that bungee strap that we hadn't used.
The work is titled Who Owns the Sky by artist Rob Swainston, and it's part of the group exhibition Signs and Signifiers, which officially opens tonight at and around the Davis Gallery. It's curated by Hobart and William Smith professor Nick Ruth, who approached many of the artists like Swainston at a conference of print artists.
Nick was at a conference called Southern Graphics Conference, which is a printmaking conference in Atlanta back in April. And I was doing a presentation on some work of mine, and it was a talk about where technology and printmaking interface. And at the end, I showed some pieces that I had used some scientific method to develop process for, and this was one of the pieces. And then at the end, he came to me and was like, "That's amazing. This is going to fit in the show. I'm doing the show already. Can you do it?" And I was like, "I don't know. Can I do this one?" I was like, "Okay." He charmed me.
Swainston's work resembles a billboard, and that's intentional. The collected works in Signs and Signifiers are grouped around a theme of the way that printed signs intrude into our collective environment. It's a theme that grew out of Professor Ruth's own observations of the way that technology has become a part of our lived spaces.
And so I would see these cell towers and these satellite dishes, and they struck me as, you know, science fiction bodies sort of suddenly appearing inside our otherwise totally normal landscape. Well, of course, our totally normal and built environment is surreal already, but to introduce things like cell towers and satellite dishes, suddenly it seemed a little jarring to me. And so I started to make work that had those forms in them, partly because, you know, I was just responding to what I was experiencing, and also because those forms are kind of weird and compelling in and of themselves. And then I started to realize that, yeah, this is about the human made in relation to the rest of the built environment and the natural environment, and even metaphorically in relation to our, you know, internal natural environment, and, you know, this desire for control and certain kinds of communication and all this kind of stuff.
Inviting other artists to collaborate in a group exhibition allows Ruth to explore these themes in ways that his own work generally does not.
My work doesn't typically engage itself, or doesn't engage with the immediate environment in which it hangs. You know, it sits as a picture and is set off by a frame, and so you can kind of ignore the space in which you're viewing it to have that visual experience that the piece offers. But I like the idea of actually activating a space.
Which certainly describes the way Rob Swainston's work activated the space on the lawn outside of Houghton House.
So it's not just that this piece exists in his imagination and he's just going to come perform it without any concern for what the site is like. So for instance, when he came in and he saw these rather rustic, might we say, telephone poles, he said, you know, that kind of looks pretty cool. Maybe we should run with that. So we're making decisions as we go, even though the piece has a certain identity already. That identity is going to change in response to our particular site, and that's really exciting.
Signs and Signifiers opens in Davis Gallery at Houghton House with a reception and gallery talk beginning tonight at 6. You can find a photo of HWS students helping to install Who Owns the Sky, along with Professor Ruth's description of another work from the exhibition on our website, weos.org.